Good morning, a Monday morning and a Columbus Day Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And there's been some controversy about Columbus Day. Many areas are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day and want to ban Columbus Day. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo in New York marching today in the Columbus Day parade, and there's been controversy over his statue.
Yeah, the manifestation of all this is that there is a group of people, a large group of people, who would like to do away with the Columbus statue in New York City. The governor himself has come out against that. He says Columbus Day and Columbus statue are really there to recognize the contributions of Italian Americans to the country over the years. And Mayor de Blasio, who supports the Columbus Day parade, has been mum on whether or not to get rid of the statue.
Just one other thing very quickly. We've been witness to now the firing of Harvey Weinstein. A number of New York senators, Schumer and Gillibrand, as well as Governor Cuomo, are going to take that money that was given and donate it to other charities.
Yeah, they announced late last week they were under a lot of pressure. What are you going to do? He's a big Democratic donor, Weinstein, who has been accused of really sexually harassing the women for decades. He was fired from his own company yesterday, and the Schumer and Gillibrand and others have said they're going to donate that money. The governor, who since 2006 has received $111,000 from Harvey Weinstein, said he'll donate $50,000 of that. That represents the money he's received in this election cycle from the Hollywood mogul.
There's another person that the Democrats won't take money from, and that's a man named Loeb. Explain.
Yeah, Daniel Loeb is a billionaire hedge funder who is very big in the charter school sector, helps fund it in New York, gives a lot of campaign donations. Eight of the city council speaker candidates in New York City have said they will not accept money from Loeb, even those who support charter schools, because of comments he made back in July on Facebook in a post he's since taken down that he equated it, Andrea Stewart Cousins, the Senate Democratic leader. He said the fact that she chooses the teachers' unions over charter schools has done more damage to the black community than the people in hoods.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, nydailynews.com, where you can read about another column today, Lobby Chief fearing a primary will make Cuomo more liberal. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.